Hello and welcome to my podcast where I talk about hyper-local topics specific to Fort Erie, my hometown. Today, I want to share the exciting buzz going on about the solar eclipse that's going to take place on April 8th. It hasn't been since the ice castles in Crystal Beach where literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions, came in to town to witness this beautiful spectacle that nature offered us here in Fort Erie and in Crystal Beach. The internet now is all abuzz about the solar event. In fact, I was getting my hair done just the other day, well, about 2 weeks ago maybe, and my hairdresser said she's coming to my house to watch it. And I said, what are you talking about? And I told her, well, you know what? I'm not gonna be there. I'm actually gonna be at a doctor's appointment. And she said, well, you better cancel it. And so I did. Suddenly I became more aware of what is actually happening with this. Now, if you have been living under a rock like me, then you better find out that Fort Erie is anticipating the total solar eclipse invasion this coming April 8th, 2024. And the town is alive with preparation for this rare celestial event. With the eclipse path directly over Fort Erie, offering a unique 3 minute and 46 seconds of darkness, the area is a prime viewing spot, a scene not witnessed since 1925 and not expected again until 2144. Comprehensive planning is in place to ensure, obviously, the safety and enjoyment of both residents and the influx of visitors that are anticipated, with specific restrictions such as fire bans, enforced camping and parking regulations and boating restrictions to ensure the public safety. Designated viewing sites like Bay Beach, Ferndale Park, and others are recommended for the optimal eclipse experience, reducing traffic congestions and enhancing safety. The town's emergency services, including fire department, urge residents to prepare in advance, stock up on essentials, fueling vehicles, and assembling emergency kits to navigate the expected high visitor volume that is coming with this. So we've been collaborating, obviously, with the region as well on this day. Now, I know it's crazy, right? I'm particularly excited to view this right from my own house, my own front porch, because I overlook the Buffalo skyline and it's expected to be one of the prettiest views. As the eclipse approaches, residents and visitors are encouraged to embrace this unique opportunity while adhering to the town's guidelines, of course, ensuring a safe and enjoyable experience. So whether you are in your backyard or you're at a designated viewing site, this solar eclipse is promising a moment in history filled with community and cosmic connection here in Fort Erie. And it's a chance to witness this spectacular piece of nature. So don't forget to get your glasses, check it out. I think they're offering them at the town of Fort Erie if you bring a donation to our local food bank. As I wrap up today's short episode about Fort Erie, I want to express my extreme excitement and gratitude for your company here on my new podcast channel. The solar eclipse is more than just a astronomical event. It's like a community experience here in Fort Erie that's going to bring us together in awe and wonder. So remember to plan safely and make the most of this incredible event. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Real Estate at Home with Barbara Scarlett in Fort Erie. Until next time, keep looking up and embracing the wonders of our town and our universe.